While thousands of Haitians in the Boston area seek information about loved ones, many are coming to realize that their relationship with their homeland could be forever changed. WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports.
Smith Adibon Nazaire left Haiti in his teens to go to college in Boston. Now in his 30s and an American citizen, this musician has been crying over his birthplace.
So, you know, I've been trying my best to contain my emotion, but I can't, you know. This is where I became a man. This is where I learned to be who I am, you know, a sensible human being.
Nazaire was supposed to arrive in Haiti this morning, his first trip in 5 years. He was looking forward to getting sun and eating fresh seafood. Instead, he's at home in Boston and paralyzed. Paralyzed by the latest natural disaster to compound the years and years of man-made problems in Haiti.
I never thought it could have gotten this bad. I mean, this is the last straw.
Perhaps more than any other immigrant group in Boston, Haitians here lead double lives, one here and one in the Caribbean. Richard Chacon heads the state's office for refugees and immigrants.
There has been a unique kind of fluidity with our Haitian population, immigrant population here in Massachusetts, because of technology and because of just the ability to be so mobile that people frequently and regularly travel back and forth. And many people hold on to this idea that, you know, they're going to go back to Haiti or have that house in Haiti.
Now, many of their houses are in rubble. So is the National Cathedral and the National Palace. That's the equivalent of losing the White House.
You know, when you see the National Palace collapse.
Jean-Denis Joaquin is the poet laureate for Cambridge. He's lived in the Boston area nearly 20 years after growing up in Haiti.
Looking at what I saw, suddenly I have, you know, memories of my childhood. You know, I walked by that place to go to school in the morning, you know, almost all my life there.
Although Joaquin travels to Haiti frequently, he's well established here in Boston and teaches at Bunker Hill Community College. Haitian service providers don't worry much about people like Joaquin. The new arrivals, however, they'll need help. That's according to Rode Milord LeBlanc, who counsels new immigrant Haitians in Mattapan.
Emotional counseling, like how to cope with the fact that your country that you just left within the last year has completely been destroyed. How do you move on knowing that what you know is no longer there? A lot of people, they come here specifically to help their family back home. They don't have a home anymore. They don't have a family.
Instead of sending millions of dollars back home to help their families, they may now send it home to rebuild or to bring more family here and focus their attention on Boston. Smith Adibon Nazaire says he's not giving up on Haiti, or Haiti, as he calls it.
With some creativity, you know, this could be the renaissance, if you will, you know. This could be the start of something fantastic, as painful as it is. You know, I'm going to remain optimistic, and my home is going to be my home in spite, despite of whatever.
Like many other Haitians in Boston, Nazaire hopes to get on one of the next flights to Haiti so he can keep living here and there. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.
For information on how you can support relief efforts in Haiti, go to the earthquake relief page of our website, WBUR.org.